My friends, welcome to Greenwich, a town for all seasons. A community with a bountiful history like Greenwich, Connecticut is a special place in our hearts. This is our shared inheritance, offering us the opportunity to once again savor and celebrate the flavors of our past, pass it on to those who follow, and delight in this place we call home. My name is Jeffrey Bingham Mead, a descendant of Greenwich's founders, and I'm your host. I'm glad to have you with us today. May our journey together be just as engaging and treasured as those whose lives and legacies fascinate us today.
Coming up on today's show.
Well, good morning. Did you ring out the old and ring in the new last night? Well, I hope you did because you're listening to the January 1st, 2020 show. Happy New Year to you. May your new year be filled with all the good things that make life worthwhile. A Greenwich tradition since 1949, Kelsey Farm is one of the town's oldest equestrian farms in the backcountry. I grew up just down the road from this place, and with us today to start the year off is Elise Easy Kelsey. The Kelsey Farm tradition continues. You'll hear how the people of Greenwich enjoyed New Year's at 10 Acres, today's Greenwich High School campus, in 1903. And we'll have all this and more as the show unfolds. Don't go away.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these important messages.
My name is Jeffrey Bingham Mead, your host. Contact me anytime by email at greenwichatownforallseasons@gmail.com. Check out the show's news blog at greenwichatownforallseasons.blogspot.com. Are you on Facebook? Well, I hope you are. Look up and join the show's Facebook group. Social media groups I recommend joining are, you know you're from Greenwich, if administered by town resident Judy Goss, Images of Greenwich, Connecticut, administered by Jim Ramsey, the Nostalgia Greenwich, and the Portchester, New York Historical Archive, administered by Norm Davis. Tune in to Greenwich, a Town for All Seasons every other Wednesday morning, 9 to 9:30 a.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. Can't listen to us in real time? Well, we've got you covered with archived shows posted in the shows and hosts section of WGCH.com and on podcasts.com and on SoundCloud. Welcome to Talk of the Town. My name is Jeffrey Bingham Mead, and I am your host. Kelsey Farm has been a Greenwich tradition since the mid-20th century, a special place like no other in the heart of backcountry Greenwich. Kelsey Farm has been teaching young people to ride horses for generations. The mere mention of this farm conjures up fond memories of former students literally now all over the country. And so with me today is Easy Kelsey. Thank you so much, and welcome to the show. We're delighted to have you with us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a delight. It really is. You know, I grew up just down the road from you, and it's so wonderful to connect with you again now. Kelsey Farm started way back in 1949. Now, how did this all get started?
Well, it got started when Mom and Dad became friends with Helen and Joe Wilshire, who lived on Round Hill Road.
Oh, yeah.
And this house where I'm now living and where I grew up is was where the help lived for the main house, for the Wilshires. Mm. And they had a little L-shaped stable that was empty. And Mom and Dad convinced the Wilshires to sell them the first 5 acres, which they did in 1949. And we were the first people to buy any land on the Wilshire property. And the Wilshire property really went from North Lake Avenue all the way up to Round Hill Road.
Yeah.
So that's how it started. And Mom and Dad wanted us to have the responsibility of taking care of ponies. Mother had come from Maryland, and she grew up with horses. And they got 2 ponies from Playland, you know, the amusement park
in Rye.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And so that's what we started with, 2 ponies that we kept for free over the winter, and we were supposed to give them back to Playland in the spring. And, of course, we didn't. And that was the beginning of the farm. And it was originally called Stubbis Farm because my father's nickname, he was Cadwallader Washburn, he was named Tub in school, and so they called, and Mom was Sis, she had four older brothers, so it became Stubbis Farm, and then eventually, when I was living in Washington, D.C., it changed to Kelsey Farm.
Right.
So that's how we started, with two little Playland ponies.
Now, your family and farm really have made a lasting impact on generations of Greenwich area residents. And and I've heard from a number of your former students that lived in the area, the neighborhood up there, who still speak very warmly with their hearts, I mean, growing up with Kelsey Farm as a part of their history. And that's a rare type of thing, you know, in any age. Now, I was curious, is it about... Do you think that you attribute that to your philosophy of what you call joyful collaboration? And I was wondering if you would talk to us about that.
Well, I think the whole feeling out here is of a happy place, and it's where there is there's no hierarchy. All of us who work here carry buckets, pick up manure carts, clean stalls. And everyone gets along with everyone, and there's no age discrimination.
Yeah.
The kids all, there's a theme, and it's a love of horses and also the joy of being together.
Yeah.
It's really a nice place for kids to be. And I think that ethic of the work ethic and respecting one another is part of what that's all about. And the other thing that Mom did right from the get-go was she really believed that kids should learn how to take care of their horses, how to groom and tack them up. That means put on the saddle and put the bridle on properly, and that should be part of it. And I think that is different too, because the kids get dirty.
Yep.
She really believed in that. So it really is a joyful place, and I think that a lot of the stress that people have in schools and whatnot kind of disappears when kids come out here.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that. I think that's very, very true, and you provide such a wonderful and warm experience to make that possible. So we're all the better for it. Tell us about your farm, and also maybe talk us through for a couple of minutes a typical lesson.
Well, if we have a new rider coming out, we'll have an assessment lesson, and the pony will be tacked up. And it may be just patting the pony if it's a very young child and sitting on the pony, depending on how old and ready that child is. And we get a sense of where they go from there. And if it seems like a fit, if you want the parents to see our operation and vice versa, then we'll have that child ride in private lessons. And once they are confidently steering and posting, steering at the posting trot, then we will, if all the stars line up, have an hour group lesson for them to go into. And they, of course, and part of that lesson is grooming and tacking up their pony. And then as they get more proficient in that, they can come before their lesson time, if their schedule allows, and groom and tack up prior to riding. And then they also put their horses away, you know, weather permitting. And the group lessons are usually anywhere from actually 2 to 4, sometimes 5. We rarely have a group lesson of 6. And I don't like to have more than 6 kids in the indoor or the outdoor ring at any given time. So it's pretty cozy. And does that help?
Oh, yeah. Oh, most definitely. Yes.
You're listening to Greenwich, a Town for All Seasons with Jeffrey Bingham Mead, your host on 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, USA, and WGCH.com anywhere.
Now, I got to ask you, because I remember when your farm introduced this growing up and everything. Kelsey Farm was a pioneer, as I recall, correct me if I'm wrong, that you introduced Greenwich to Pegasus. And I was wondering if you could talk to us about that.
You know, we didn't introduce Greenwich to Pegasus. It had already started in, it was at Round Hill Stables.
Ah.
And when I came up to run the family farm in 1989, they asked if, the Pegasus group asked if they could come here, yeah, to Kelsey Farm. And they have been here ever since.
Yeah.
And we're one of the chapters of Pegasus. There's one at in Bedford, and there are several in Bedford and Oxridge, mm-hmm, and they are, there are Pegasus chapters all over the United States.
Yeah.
So it's actually now called, it used to be NARA, North American Riding for the Handicap Association, but it's been changed to PATH, P-A-T-H, Professional Horse Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship, uh-huh, International. And it is an international organization, and it works with kids from very mild disabilities, even learning disabilities, to kids with severe physical disabilities. It's a wonderful program.
Yeah, and again, it gives the experience of riding horses to those with special needs.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tremendous impetus for stretching kids, mm-hmm, not just physically but emotionally.
Sure.
And what a joy, especially for that child who can't walk.
Yeah.
And suddenly they are able to negotiate, mm-hmm, steering and riding a pony.
Sure.
It's really a wonderful program.
Yeah. What is, you have this on your website, what is the United States Pony Club?
Oh, you know, that started in England, and it was an organization to educate kids or adults who had backyard horses and ponies. And, it has become a very popular international organization, and it basically teaches horsemanship,
yeah,
to young people. And although it's called the United States Pony Club, it will take you all the way up through the highest levels of riding. And many of our Olympians were A pony clubbers.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts from, if you're a pony clubber, you get rated,
yeah,
and there's a standard for each rating. And as you move up the ladder, you are working and learning in three disciplines. One is dressage, the other is cross country, and the other is stadium jumping.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take that down to the very lowest level, which is the D rating. And it goes D1, D2, D3, and then it goes to C, and then A.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty remarkable organization. It teaches not just horsemanship and riding, but also teamwork.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's a very good program.
Indeed. Tell us about your summer riding program in the Adventure Camp. Everybody's got this, but yours, I think, is very, very special. So talk to us about that.
Oh, my gosh. Mom and Dad started that for my sister and myself, and later they started a boys' camp for my brother. And much later, you know, I was to run the pony camp, and then my brother also was eventually, when he grew up, he was running the boys' camp. And I have to tell you, they were both unique, and they still are, there's no longer a boys' camp, but the other camp is going full steam. And it is riding, swimming, arts and crafts, and adventure challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the secret to the camp, which Mom started way back when for us, because we really couldn't go away to camp, is that anybody who is working in the camp, a counselor, is part of it. So if instead of having a swim teacher say, okay, time to swim, that teacher is in the pool with the kids. And basically, we have as good a time as the kids, which is really what the magic's all about. Mm-hmm. It's having fun people who really enjoy doing a lot of fun activities. The other thing about the camp is that we have themes for every week. We may have one theme that involves one of the five senses, and say it's balance. And so that theme will go through the swimming department. It'll go in the riding. You may have the kids ride with blindfolded and be led blindfolded, and they have to guess where they're going. And another theme might be theater, which dovetails into doing improvisations, which dovetails into teaching, using your voice, projecting, body language. So the kids in writing might be practice teaching some of their peers, and in swimming it'll be whatever project they're doing in swimming. So it's a pretty engaging camp. And as I say, it's almost a camp for counselors.
Mm.
it's a great deal of fun. I went to it as a child.
Sure.
And now my grandchild is going to it.
Oh, wow.
And that's kind of fun.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Well, what a wonderful grandma you are. that's great.
You're listening to Greenwich A Town for All Seasons with Jeffrey Bingham Mead, your host on 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, USA, and WGCH.com anywhere.
You provide an equestrian educational experience that I think impacts other aspects of the lives of your students. I think that you've alluded to this in some of your earlier comments. And one thing, and I'm an educator by profession, you engage your students in a very caring relationship, not just with the learning experience, but with the horses, with the ponies that they ride. And on your website, you mentioned the role of, and I quote here, showing, winning, and this is important, I think, practicing grace. Share some thoughts with us about that.
Well, I think, we have some kids who show, and some who don't. We have a border program where I own the horses, and a child can ride that horse three times a week, and they have the option of horse showing. And many of the kids go on to do shows, some a lot and some a little. And in showing, it's really interesting because you really want the child to, and first of all, have fun, and to learn from their mistakes. And we find that kids so often come out of a class and just know what they did wrong instead of thinking, what can I do to make that better, or what did I do right?
Yeah.
And that's part of it. And the other is sportsmanship.
Yeah.
And that's really, really important. And also, just being cognizant of the people who are helping you and sharing the workload and the fun with the people who you're with.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a positive experience. And some kids, not so many, will go on to seriously show.
Yeah.
And that's great, and we encourage that, but we also encourage just the thrill of being able to go and have goals and try your best.
Yes.
It's about trying your best.
Yeah.
And reinforcing what's good and not just dwelling on what's bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty important.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Now, as we start to close, tell us what's in store for you and Kelsey Farm as history continues to unfold. We're in the 21st century now. And so what's in store for you?
Well, my immediate plan is to put a deeded trail right through the property.
Mm.
And my hope is that this place, if it changes hands, will go to somebody who sees the importance of continuing the horsemanship tradition in Greenwich, as I do. And the goal is all wrapped up with continuing to support open space. Yeah. The Greenwich Land Trust, the Greenwich Riding and Trails Association, the Nature Conservancy, Audubon, all those wonderful organizations are what keep this place sane.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the fact is that if we lost all the trails, first of all, I don't think I'd be able to do this.
Yeah.
So it's really important to keep them up. Even though there are very, very few trail riders, mm-hmm. it's really important because we can monitor the woods where even people at Land Trust and the Nature Conservancy can't go, but we can. So, of course, I am hoping that the horsemanship tradition will continue, and I'm going to do everything in my power to have that happen. And the place really is not developable.
Yeah,
the land is not useful for development, and I will make it less attractive by putting trails and making it, but I don't even think I have to do that. It's there are a lot of people who really do appreciate open space and having a few horses around.
Yes.
They're not as many as there used to be, but I think it's an important tradition in this town.
Boy, that's a good way of putting it. It is an important part of our tradition, important part of our culture. We are here to help you, and we are just to support you. And we are just delighted that you are carrying on the family tradition. Before we go, how can people or listeners get a hold of you? How can they contact you and learn more about Kelsey Farm?
We have a website, and we've got. I suppose you could use our Gmail. It's kelseyfarm@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. I would say, because there are so many young people and adults who want to ride, that there is a waiting list. And if you have a young person, it's hard to start in the winter. Even though we have an indoor ring, it's very cold.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're little and you're not going to start trotting around right away and cantering, it's a little cold to start now. I'd start with a young person a little bit later. Problem is, there's not that much time to work with those young people on an individual basis to get them up to snuff.
Yeah.
So I just wish there were more places that did this, and I wish the town of Greenwich would recognize the importance of letting some of these backyard farms have a commercial component.
Yeah.
I think that would really help because there aren't so many, a lot of the farms have gone.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's a huge need. There's a huge outcry. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to set up your own stable, I could just give you an awful lot of people. You could start off right with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your next profession.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, the powers that be do listen to this show, and we pay attention to them as well. And so we will see what we can do. Maybe have a little revival of horsemanship here in Greenwich.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. Easy, Kelsey. You are with Kelsey Farm, and we are so delighted that you and your family have and continue to be a part of the history of Greenwich, Connecticut, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for you being on the Greenwich of Town for All Seasons radio show on 1490 WGCH. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. It's my pleasure.
The Kelsey Farm tradition continues. If you've not made your New Year's resolutions, why not start one right now by taking up horseback riding? Kelsey Farm is located at 1016 Lake Avenue, Greenwich, Connecticut, 06831, USA. You can email kelseyfarm@gmail.com, and you can learn more at kelseyfarm.com. That's spelled KelseyFarm.com. And don't forget, Kelsey Farm is on Instagram and Facebook, too. Town-based radio is a long-standing tradition throughout America. 1490 WGCH has been a community fixture for over 50 years, reaching listeners spanning all demographics by providing enriching, educational, and entertaining broadcast experiences. I'm inviting you to join the fun and support Greenwich and Town for All Seasons. Advertising here gives you an advantage by identifying yourself as a supporter of our traditional history and culture. Contact me anytime at greenwichatownforallseasons@gmail.com. Our rate sheet is posted on Facebook and greenwichatownforallseasons.blogspot.com. I have a rather lengthy article that I was going to read to you. It's from the Greenwich Graphic on Saturday, January 3rd, 1903, and it's titled New Year's at 10 Acres. A crowd of skaters enjoy the day at this popular pond. By the way, if you don't know where that is, it is the Greenwich High School campus. Unfortunately, because of the constraints of time, I will not have time to read it to you, but I have something else. Listen to this. This is titled Snow Fever in Mayanus, and it dates from February 24th, 1894, and it was published in the Greenwich Graphic. It's a letter. It says, Editor Graphic, a mysterious affection has made its appearance in Mayanus, which has been diagnosed as snow fever. In most cases, it appears immediately after a snowstorm. The person affected, in all cases so far, it has been confined to the male gender, arises at 6 a.m. and finds snow to a considerable depth has fallen during the night. He takes a large dose of the best rye whiskey and repeats it every half hour for the succeeding 4 hours, but finds no relief. On the contrary, is affected with symptoms about the head known as dizziness. Being anxious and finding that he gets no relief, applies a double dose at 11 o'clock. After the last dose, he feels relieved and is ready to discuss the medical properties of all vegetables or minerals with those best qualified to discuss such subjects. At 12 o'clock, he again repeats the dose. The patient is then ready to diagnose any case that pertains to horses or cattle, such as exudations, exotosis, and fibrinosis, inflammatory conditions of the cartilaginous surfaces, whatever. In 1 p.m., finding that the disease has reached the lower extremities, he makes another application of the remedy and lapses into a semi-comatose state, which necessitates his removal to the hospital. With the train of symptoms enumerated above, the best physicians have diagnosed the disease as a pronounced attack of snow fever. The doctor recommends 5 hours rest. The patient awakes, takes another dose, and patiently awaits another snowstorm, and it's signed Old Timer. By the way, it sounds like probably what some of you did last night. Well, on that note, you have been listening to the Wednesday, 1st of January 2020 broadcast of Greenwich Town for All Seasons, coming to you and the world thanks to the miracles of modern technology and the magic of radio through the renowned studios of Radio 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, and streaming over the internet on WGCH.com anywhere. My name is Jeffrey Bingham Mead. I am your host. I'm so glad that you tuned in and listened today. Thank you for your support. We do have a GoFundMe site that is up if you would like to contribute and help support the show. And I will see you next time. Have yourself a great day and Happy New Year. Take care now. Bye-bye.